Morning, everyone, and welcome to this new episode of the Mobility Talk series dedicated to fintech and mobility. Last week, we hosted Cora, which explained us how this kind of solution could help incumbents such as automakers, insurers to develop and offer seamless experiences and products to their customers thanks to an app. This morning, we'll explore another segment, another intersections, and I'm talking about micro-mobility and finance. And for this talk this morning, I'm super happy to welcome Yana Barthes, General Manager Hardware at Wunder Mobility. Hello, Yana.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for accepting my invitation to the mobility talks that are proposed by the Mobility Club, which is a private circle for global mobility players aiming at being better connected to the startup ecosystem, but also understand the key trends in the mobility and smart cities industry. You are now used to that, people. You can introduce yourself in the chat sections and ask questions in the dedicated section. We'll take some questions after the discussions with Yana. Before jumping into the three questions we decided together, please introduce yourself and tell us a few words about Wunder Mobility.
Yeah, so I'm Jana. I'm with Wunder Mobility since 1 year now, and I'm the general manager for vehicles. Before that, I was working with Accenture for 4 years and helping Audi to speed up their digital ecosystem and their app structure for their cars and charging technologies. And before that, I was 10 years in industrial cameras, so not the mobility market. And yeah, Wunder Mobility, who is Wunder Mobility? So Wunder Mobility was founded in 2014 from Gunnar Froh. We are headquartered in Hamburg. We are also having offices in Dortmund and Los Angeles. And we are the world's leading provider for software and hardware for scooters, bikes, mopeds, and car sharing. And we are offering very robust and feature-rich white label solutions that enable enterprises, startups, and cities worldwide to launch and scale their sharing operations, their sharing business. We are offering station-based and free-floating sharing with our software platform. And yeah, at the moment, there are more than 100 customers on our platform and about 20,000 vehicles running there. And they're using our platform to monitor, to manage and finance their fleet and optimize their operations, of course.
Okay, thank you. We understand you operate on the micro-mobility market, which is clearly booming the past years. But back to the, I would say, the inception of the Wunder Mobility and the market structure, what's the market opportunity you're tapping into, basically?
Yeah, so especially with vehicles, we see that the value chain of a sharing business consists of four different buckets from the view of an operator. The first bucket is software as a service. The second one is fleet as a service. Third one is marketing, and the fourth is operations. So marketing and operations is clearly the core competency of a sharing operator, where they are really excellent in, and they can really make the difference compared to the competition. So there they can win their business. In software and vehicles, so fleet, it's not their core competency. It holds especially smaller to mid-sized operators back from their core competency and lowers their efficiency to deal with all this stuff. So we recognize this as a software provider, and we also recognize that lots of the vehicles in the market make a lot of trouble in operations. So we see it in our software that they are not running on the streets because they're in maintenance or they broke or stuff like this. So the utilization is very low. So we thought in 2019 that it would be great to also have very reliable and great vehicles for sharing and deal with all the supply chain, with negotiations, with logistics, that our clients only have one single point of contact. So we are really offering the one-stop shop, and that the clients can and the operators can focus on their core competency. And to serve our clients with proper vehicles, we decided to co-develop vehicles with a big partner based in China, and that we only propose vehicles we really tested. They went through dedicated tests with our technical guys, and that we can be sure that the vehicles are nearly unbreakable and perfect for sharing. So that is what our clients can rely on. And that is the opportunity we are tapping in, that we really bundle everything and that the clients only have one point of contact to negotiate with, and all the other stuff, they don't care. There's no need to care, and they can focus on their core business.
Yeah. Basically, you're a super enabler, I would say, for micromobility operators and related businesses. But yeah, you are doing a lot of stuff, guys. But part of the offering you're doing is the Wonder Capital, I would say. You are also capable of financing all the fleet. So I'm curious if you can say a few words, a focus on Wonder Capital itself, and also the financial analysis framework you've developed in providing capital.
Yeah, so we launched Wonder Capital in 2021. So it's now 1 year old, with a great success and demand from the market. Yeah, that was expected because vehicles is always a big upfront investment for operators. So this costs a lot. And this high investments upfront hinders the operators to scale, or sometimes even hinders smaller ones to launch because they don't have the money. And so we decided to offer financing for our clients to enable them much more. And Wonder Capital is dedicated to our co-developed vehicles. So we will not finance the other vehicles out of the market. And that is because we have in our co-developed vehicles the IoT connector and the software running. So we know each and everything about the vehicles. And that is also in our decision framework for giving financing or not. That is a big factor, that you always have the data, the real-time data from the vehicle. You have direct access. So if the clients won't pay the rates, we can just lock the vehicles, and we will shut down the revenue source. So what we are doing is that we are working together with some banks that we bundle the financing. And by doing so, we can offer much better terms and conditions than our clients will receive from their VC or from their capital itself. So our normal framework for deciding about financing will look similar to a bank. So we are looking into the numbers of the company. We are looking into their business plan, because most of the time it's startups. So they have a proper business plan in mind because they had to show it to their investment. So we are looking into the utilization of the vehicles. Yeah. So how much revenue are they generating? And of course, we are looking into the health status of the company. So if they're already running out of money, we also don't want to give them money, and the risk is too high. Mm-hmm. But we working closely together with our clients and with the bank to bridge this and to offer the best terms and conditions we can, so that we have the recurring revenue from the software, but also from the vehicle financing. And it is also possible to have it seasonal. So we all know that shared mobility, especially in Europe and in Germany, it is very weather dependent. So you always have a high peak in the summer month.
Sure.
And you are running low in utilization in the winter. And so we also try to make this to our clients as flexible as possible, that they can pay higher rates in summer times when they also have higher revenue and pay a bit lower rates for the vehicles financing in winter times where the vehicles are not running so well.
Okay. Yeah, super interesting. But yeah, definitely the flexibility aspect is one of the key value proposition the fintechs can propose to their customers. And if you could name maybe a few of your clients on the Wonder Capital side, give us a few examples.
That is confidential. But you all know big moped sharing company running in Berlin and Hamburg, who are running this Wunder Capital. We have some smaller ones also about Europe. So in London, we have one client running this mopeds and e-bikes on our Wunder Capital. So it is broadened over the world.
I understand, but you operate very at the European level, and yeah, so it's super interesting. And yeah, that close relationship, I would say, with your customers, you finance them, you provide the software and all basically the features that are necessary to launch the operations, allowed you to develop a good knowledge of the type of vehicles that they're needed, basically. So if you could give a deep dive into the main characteristics of the vehicles you've co-developed, actually.
Yeah. So all our co-developed vehicles are based on consumer vehicles. So the main model, the base model, is from consumer market. And with doing so, we make sure that they are all running through the Schaltern signals so already, that they are not new to the market, and that we learn a lot from the consumer market. So after the selection of these right vehicle model with our partner Yadi, we define based on experience and learnings we have from our software, but also from the vehicles in the fleet, the main characteristics of this vehicle. So all of our vehicles are designed for low total cost of ownership for our clients, because we know that the whole total cost of ownership from a vehicle fleet, only 30% is from the purchasing price of the vehicle, and 70% over the lifetime is for repair and maintenance of the vehicles. So what we do is that we really focus on very fast charging, so that the vehicles can run nearly 100% on the street and have a high utilization for high revenue. They are having a high range because we are partnering with Yadi, and they have very innovative battery technology. So with the same battery pack, we can reach much higher range than our competitors. So we have non-breakable plastic parts in the vehicles, especially in the moped, that if you have an accident with a moped and it hits the street, it will not be damaged. So we know that changing the plastic parts is very big in maintenance, and it's very high time effort. So we try to avoid this by doing it as flexible as possible, that it will not break, and you no need to change the whole plastic around the moped. Also, the spare parts supply is from a Europe stock. So to make it fast available, if you have the need for spare parts, you can receive it within 48 hours. And they are low cost in spare parts. So we benchmark the spare parts with all of our competitors, with all the other vehicles, and always match a lower price that we can reduce these 70% of total cost of ownership during a lifetime. So we calculated it based on some competitor analysis we have from our clients, and you can save up to 10% with these vehicles. So means if you have a vehicle fleet with 5,000 vehicles running in the streets, you can save up to 7 million euro over the lifetime for 4 to 5 years of a vehicle.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's super interesting, given the economics behind the micro mobility operating model, which is very, very based on all operations. And if you can reduce costs in every item, so you can. I mean, it's better for the path to profitability. Thank you. We'll take some questions now. Mark is asking, is in app advertising, example, advertising for local businesses, potential source, excuse me, of additional revenues?
Yeah, so that's definitely the fact. And we also enable with our software platform these in-app advertising. We also have, I would say, nearly 70% of our clients are using this type of advertising very successfully. So they have some deals with partners which enable maybe some free minutes for the drivers that you can differentiate from a competitor operator in the same city to make it more attractive to the end users. And with that, you will also receive the revenue from the third party company because you are advertising their stuff. So this is really a great additional revenue stream, which also helps in finance discussions with investors because you are not only dependent on one revenue stream.
Yeah, exactly. Another question, again from Mark. Have you been involved in the development of multimodal transport hubs, or have you already received requests for developing such projects?
So multimodality is already possible with our app. So if you are an operator and want to have cars, mopeds, bikes, and kick scooters running in your business, you can do so by our app. And also So we are not working in the apps who are putting everything together. So for example, in Hamburg, we have three now who are putting different operators in one app that you can choose which one is the closest. So we are really focusing on multimodality in a fleet of one operator.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jana, and thanks everyone for attending this talk. Save the date for the final talk of the FinTech and Mobility series. This time it will be in French next Wednesday morning at 9:15 with Eric Lassu, which is the CEO of Trésor. It's a bank as a service solution with lots of interesting use cases in mobility. Thanks again, Jana. Thanks, everyone,
thank you.
And have a nice day.
Have a nice day. Thank you.